Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the shift. Are you coming for the shift with us? Cause we gonna have a good time. Welcome to the shift. Are you coming for the shift with us?
Yes. Welcome to the shift. Episode 5. Thank you so much to everybody that has subscribed already and liked us and spread the word. Feedback has been incredible. Thank you so much for your emails. Even just today, a few more have come in. I think this is the beginning of a fruitful relationship. My name is Des Bishop. Katie Boyle is in New York and is not with us for this intro, but this episode is myself and Katie sitting in my living room the day I was heading back to Ireland, and it's a good ep. We discuss a number of issues, which begin with a question that Katie had put out at the end of episode 2, where she asked, is it cool to kiss a guy, or for a guy to kiss you after he's gone down on you? We put that out on Instagram. We got a ton of interesting feedback, and so we share a bit of that feedback with you guys. We also discuss other varied topics. But I must warn listeners that there is a lot of discussion about bodily fluids and smells and flavors in this episode. Now listen, it is a sex and dating podcast, so there will be subject matter like this from time to time. And listen, it's going to be fine when you listen to it, but I just wanted to give you the heads up. I also want to give you the heads up that I have shared a story in this particular episode that I debated with myself for 2 days whether I should actually include it, because it's kind of embarrassing, maybe a little bit disgusting. However, I have left it in. I discussed it with various people, including Katie, and the consensus was that it should be fine. I may regret it, but it's approximately 2/3 of the way into the episode, and I shared it for you guys. Maybe I'm wrong. Open to feedback on that. We quickly discuss also fake vaginas. And we also have a very limited discussion about threesomes at the end of the podcast. I apologize. I was in a bit of a rush by then because I had to pack for what is essentially 3 months of being away from New York. So we do have a quick discussion about threesomes, which I'm sure we will revisit. But I think if this episode had a title, it would be called Smells and Flavors. And we think it's a wonderful flavor. So enjoy the app, and we'll talk afterwards.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm not bad. No, I can't complain.
Good.
You're not feeling well today.
No, I look like shite, so I'm sorry. And he looks great, because look at the tan.
I mean, let's let's go with the assumption that the majority of people are just listening to this. I'm aware that we're sitting in front of...
He's very tanned. My face is very red right now.
I'm aware that we're sitting in front of a phone, filming it like we're proper millennials. But number one, I'm not a millennial. And number two, I don't think we have a big YouTube following.
Well, True.
We don't have a following.
But even if one person looks at it, they'll see my big red nose and your lovely...
You look fine.
Thanks.
That's the problem with our society today, with being in front of a screen all the time.
Also, I think I probably sound a little bad, so sorry.
You sound fine.
Thanks.
What's with this lack of confidence today, Katie? You're full of chat a minute ago. Now suddenly you're full of negative thoughts about yourself.
No, I'm very positive. That's not true. I was just stating it at the top. Anyway, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay, you know? Great. We're both fine.
I was away in the Dominican Republic for a couple of days.
I know. I'm so jealous.
But I'm going back to Ireland. Well, I'll be back in Ireland by the time this is out, but I am going back tonight to get away from this honking that I'm sure some of our listeners have heard. You know?
It's the nice New York atmosphere.
Yeah. I mean, my corner is particularly bad, which I didn't realize when I purchased this apartment. But I've gotten over the buyer's remorse, but I did have some buyer's remorse originally.
Well, what were we talking about last time? We were talking about kissing and... Oh, kissing after they go down on you.
Yeah.
Was that
you
not?
Put out the question and got a ton of feedback on that.
Oh, yeah.
About... whether it's acceptable for kissing. And actually, you didn't state what your feeling was on that at the time.
Oh, no, I like it. If they go down on me and they kiss me
after.
Oh,
that's right. You said it was hot.
Yeah, it is hot.
But before I get into some of the feedback, do you expect it?
Kind of, because I guess then, the way I like it is if they go down on me first and then they kiss me afterwards because they're going to get into the sex stuff. So then you're like, oh, it's all hot and kissy. I don't like when they finger you and then try to put their finger in your mouth, though. That's disgusting.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
The joke that... From a negative story, which I won't get into, but there was a story about someone who had stuck his fingers in the woman's mouth and used that as a lubricant for the fingering.
Okay. Yeah, I also don't like... I don't want any fingers in my mouth.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, well, I have to say that I've never been inclined to stick my fingers in a woman's mouth, but I have had some women take my fingers and put them in their mouth like that's hot.
Okay.
So I guess there can be some confusion around that.
I wonder, do the women do that thinking you think it's hot, or maybe it's hot for them? I guess everybody's a little different. For me, definitely... No,
yeah.
I would definitely rather put the penis in my mouth before the fingers.
Yeah, you're worried about germs.
Well, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I think that's a tough one, you know, various different scenarios. But yeah, I've had some women sort of like, you know, suck my fingers. I guess it's sort of a blowjob simulation. But, you know, I mean, it's all about the vibe of the time, too.
Yeah.
You know, I guess when you're just sitting here in the middle of the afternoon chatting about it, it can seem a bit maybe juvenile or naive. But yeah, I guess it just depends on the vibe. But I think personally, if a guy is sticking his fingers in your mouth, that's kind of weird. However, I was going to bring this up later, but I did get a very good bit of feedback from a guy about a few things. But one of the bits of feedback was, I had asked on Instagram today if guys get offended when a woman kind of corrects them.
Okay.
Or will a guy tell a woman if she's not doing something right, which is also related back to what we were talking about the last time. So this guy said, depends on how long I know her. One night stands, no point. I'll just change positions or something if it's ongoing. Oh, sorry. If it's ongoing, I'll let her know it makes me uncomfortable and try to find out why she likes doing that. Usually it was a past lover's thing. So I thought that was pretty good feedback in terms of a lot of times it just comes from the fact that somebody else liked it.
Yeah.
So either a guy doesn't know what he's doing, or perhaps he was with somebody who was into having, you know, so sometimes I guess it can be hard to know where the information came from.
No, that is a good point, actually, because especially even for women being on top, I've been on top because a guy told me he likes it that certain way, but then a different guy said, oh, you know that's not going to do anything for me, but once you're enjoying yourself.
Really? He said it wasn't going to do anything for him?
Well, the way I was doing it, I guess.
All right.
Didn't work for him. but it had worked for my ex-boyfriend, so it was just interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was with my ex-boyfriend for a really long time, so he was like, oh, I love when you do that, that's great. And I was like, cool. But then this next guy was like, oh yeah, I was just like, oh, are you enjoying this? And he goes, it's not doing anything for me, but once you're enjoying yourself.
Wow. So again, he really said that?
Yeah, yeah, which
it's
was fine.
Doing, yeah, I know, yeah. It's just, I mean, yeah, it's weird if a woman's on top, it's like, it's not doing anything for me. It's like, I guess in that situation where a woman was doing something that she loves and she said, is this good for you? I'd say, like, I would just put it right back onto her and be like, well, like, if it gets you off, I love it, you know?
Yeah.
I would say something like that. Well, I wouldn't be like, hey, it doesn't do anything for me.
Well, I do think that's kind of what he meant, as in he kind of meant, like, I'm not going to come from this, but, like, once you're having a good time, that's grand, sort of. But he just...
Yeah, but anything that's guaranteed to make me not come while the woman's enjoying it, I'm gonna take the easy pass.
Yeah,
you know, no. I'm gonna basically be like, yeah, you can hammer away there for 7 to 10 minutes if it's getting you off, and then I don't have to worry about blowing my load.
No, and that's funny. He did say that to me afterwards. He was like, I was just happy. Like, I'm happy not to come, but when you asked if I was enjoying it, I was just...
I know, but if you say enjoy, like, it's just very weird to be like, it doesn't do anything for me. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, each to their own, but... I think it's very strong to be like, it doesn't do anything for me, but if you're into it, yeah, like I would have thought, like, you know, even like something like, it's not my favorite position, but if you're into it, like, I love it.
Yeah.
Just, it doesn't do anything for me. It's like nothing at all. Like nothing at all that a woman is on top of you. You know?
That's funny though, it is. Well, I had my ex-boyfriend when I would get on top, he said the first time that I got on top, no other woman had ever gotten on top before. And his
How
words
old
was
this guy?
28.
No woman had gotten on top of him?
Well, he said no woman had ridden him like that. They'd gotten on top and maybe just sat there, but I guess he's bad at kind of, and as well, you know what? He was in Egypt, so maybe he didn't have a lot of sexual partners before that, so he's a bit of an Egypt.
No woman had ever been on top. Wow.
Or ridden him before. That was it.
Ridden him? What the fuck are you doing to these guys, Katie?
Yeah, maybe I need to watch porn. I think maybe. I do. I don't know what I'm doing.
It depends what you're doing. You know?
Bouncing around.
Well, you just got to be careful not to hurt the guy.
Well, that's true. Yeah, no, no one has. But I do it what feels nice for me, because there is a thing when a woman's on top, it's just rubbing it to make it feel
good. Yeah, listen,
I
love that, man. Yeah. I'll always be happy if the woman's on top and she can like find her spot.
That is a confidence level that the woman has to be up to be able to do, because the first few times I tried to do that with a partner, I was so mortified when I was younger, like, because you have to really be like free and kind of enjoying it. You have to be very comfortable. There has a level of that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that's just down to experience though, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think all women should be comfortable when they're on top.
Me too. All of the women listening, go get on top of your man. Or,
I think,
you know,
yeah,
whoever
you're having
sex with.
I gotta think most people do. You know, I gotta think a lot of people are, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm a little late to the game with a lot of stuff, so.
Yeah, and that's why you're doing a sex podcast.
I'm very comfortable now, is the point. And I want everybody else to be comfortable. But it was just... This is a little off point, but it was funny because when we talked in the first episode about masturbation, my friend from Canada keeps sending me these like masturbation links now, but one of them was women using a pillow. I didn't even know. I still to this day, I didn't know women used a pillow to masturbate. I'm like, do you have the same pillow? Do you clean the pillow? Is it a specific pillow? Is it your bed pillow and you just change the pillow sheet? Anyway, I'm learning a lot from this podcast.
That's great.
I don't need a man
Weirdly
anymore.
Weirdly enough, I don't have a vagina, but I knew that women get off on a pillow.
Did you?
Yes.
I did not know that. No one told me. I need to go home and give out to all of my girlfriends. My friend in Canada is the best. She's like...
I've seen comedians joking about the pillow, you know?
Like a dog. I must have not got... I don't get a lot of the jokes here. Because again, when I first came over, a guy said, I was fucking a fleshlight. But I never heard of a fleshlight before. So I thought he said a flashlight.
Well,
like,
I don't know what a fleshlight is either.
It's a fake vagina.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I thought he was talking about like the thing you use when you're walking around in the dark. And I was thinking, did he take the batteries
Trust
out?
Me,
Is that very sore?
But it's not. Maybe I'm wrong, but I guarantee you half the audience didn't know what a fleshlight was.
Oh, well, okay. So that's good. Now I feel better. Yeah. No.
Just because it's a brand name.
Well, I feel like he probably should have set it up being like, I was having sex. You should just say I was having sex with a fake vagina. Not confuse everybody.
I don't think enough. our viewers can, our listeners can let us know if they'd ever heard of a fleshlight. I mean, I've heard of fake vaginas, you know, and I know that there's all sorts of fake vagina sex toys, but I wouldn't have been aware of like the brand name. Only brand name of a sex toy I'd be aware of is like the Rabbit.
The Rabbit. Oh, I didn't even know that. Do you guys, if they do give feedback to this, will you please message us and let us know, do you have sex with a fake vagina? I think that'd be really interesting. I can't imagine Irish lads going out and buying a fake vagina.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had sex with a fake vagina.
God.
You know? I've just never thought that a fake vagina would be better than my hand. But listen, I'm willing to stand corrected. But in fairness, I guarantee if you look at the sales of fake vaginas versus dildos and vibrators, it's going to be heavily stacked in favor of the female sex toys. Yeah. I mean, I certainly haven't heard a lot of guys being like, yo, you gotta check out these fake vaginas.
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
I didn't know it was a thing until I had to research fleshlight.
But anyway, there was great feedback to the going down kissing thing, which I liked as a topic because that's always like a dilemma for me. Is, you know, do you just do it? Or I mean, I always add. Well, sometimes I don't ask. Sometimes it's just natural.
Yeah, I always pull them into me because I'm like, thank you if it's good.
Get
you know?
Up.
Yeah, come here. You get very into it.
So I'll read some of the feedback and you can tell me what you think. So one woman says, seems gross in the light of day, but fine in the heat of passion, which I think is really a mantra for all good sex.
That's so true. You're right. Like what you said earlier, it's like we're laughing about it now, but then when you're in it, you're like, yeah, do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's
over the years, I've had a few sort of jokes that pay homage to that, the sort of the sense of, you know, things that you're, you know, really what you think about in the heat of passion, it's really not for sort of daytime or whatever, you know, you have to be in a certain mood.
It's like when you think of someone being like, bend over, and in the daytime, that sounds terrible. But when you're in it, you're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like,
I used to call you dirty fucking bitch, you know? And then you're like, why are you so horrible? And then in the heat of passion, it's like, that's not even dirty enough for me.
Yeah.
You animal. Another good one I got was, unless you don't wash, you should be good. Ha, don't expect someone to go where you wouldn't. Also, if you taste good, then you get to enjoy the taste too. However, men being okay with girls kissing them after they came, I didn't actually, sadly, I cut off this picture. I didn't take a good screenshot of it. But I think she's basically saying men being okay with girls kissing them after they came in their mouth. She doesn't like that.
Yeah. I haven't let a guy hasn't come in my mouth in a really long time. So I don't
Well,
know.
Can we, let's come back to that. Can you hold that thought?
Okay. So I don't know how to respond to that.
Let's hold that thought and come back to that. But anyway, I think that's fair enough if he's gone down on you. Like I do think.
Wait, but she's saying, would you feel uncomfortable if a girl, you don't mind if a girl comes in, if she, you come in a girl's mouth or a woman's mouth.
Sorry.
I got confused.
Because I just don't want to lose our train of thought with the
okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
This woman says, 100% think you should kiss him, ladies. If you've let him go down there, you can at least kiss him afterwards. Also, I would expect a guy to kiss me after I went down on him too.
Okay.
So actually a running theme.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm not a big fan. It just tastes like pussy and I don't like it. It's like me going down on another girl and I'm straight, so no. It was the first negative.
Okay.
I mean, whatever. You know, that's just, you know, her feeling on it. And I'm all for it. I think it's hot. And if a girl has a problem with the taste, maybe she needs to see a doctor or freshen up a little before she would expect me down there. I'm personally happy with my own flavor. Kiss away. So there's a lot of shaming of women that aren't into it.
My own flavor. That's so funny.
No. Oh, yeah. This was a funny one. It's better than kissing a guy after he's gone down on your friend. To be clear, I didn't know before I kissed him, and I still haven't managed to live it down. Irish college parties. Good times. I like that one. No way. I always say there is one rule. Either you want to go down on me and no kissing or else no going down on me. Interesting.
Okay, that's very strict.
Very strict, yeah. Some people, honestly, I've definitely encountered some women that are just like, no way, can't handle it. Yeah. You know, and that's fine. Like, if it's grossing them, like, there's nothing you can do about the fact that some people are grossed out by it. I mean, I found it, you know, I found it sort of 3-1 a positive reaction.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you listen, some people are grossed out by different shit. Like, if you can't break out of your mind the sense that he was just down where you fucking piss and shit, you know, then there's nothing you can do, you know? And it's nothing wrong with if you enjoy it, but you're not happy with the kissing, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Again, I agree with, if you just can't, you're better off doing. If you're gonna feel it's gross, then it's not gonna be sexy for you. That's understandable. I did have a date a guy, and I don't think this is my flavor because I've never had anyone else have a problem with it. But he would be like, when I would come from work, he would say, "Okay, before we have sex, now you have to have a shower." So he was very much, and he didn't like any sexual flavors. We didn't last very long, obviously. Bush.
Yeah.
So again, but it's just, yeah, I guess certain people like, yeah, they don't like the sexy tastes.
Yeah, and I've encountered various, all along the spectrum of people's paranoia about cleanliness.
Yeah.
I have dated a woman who would literally not do anything unless she had a shower. Like, wouldn't, like, we you know, kiss, we could kiss and like the foreplay could begin. But if the clothes were coming off and we were getting down into the next level, she was taking a shower first. No yeah. matter what. No matter what.
So then it doesn't leave room for any spontaneous sex, though.
Yeah, it gets in the way of spontaneity.
But
she just needed to make it. She couldn't be comfortable sexually unless she had a shower. And no way were you going down on her unless she had a shower.
Yeah.
That was her own thing. So, you know, I think it's just different. Different strokes for different folks yeah. on that one. You know, people are just paranoid about it. I mean, I think that's the majority of the
like, I like tastes and smells and, like, yeah, a little bit of sweat.
I mean, this next comment was basically saying it'd be a bit weird if the guy had to get up and sort of brush his teeth and then come back. You're sort of ruining the moment.
Yeah, that's kind of where I would feel as well. Exactly. I just keep it in the moment. But again, like you said, it's all down to personal.
So just bringing it back to guys, have you ever gone down there and just been like, motherfucking smell?
I've had one back home where I went down and the taste was so bad and I thought, I'm gonna have to do this. I like this man and this is gonna be my life now. It was awful.
Because I've first of all, I don't equate all bad smells down there with lack of cleanliness, in that I am more than aware that there are any number of reasons why there may be a smell. Sometimes it's just like a period of time where a woman has like some, I guess it's pH balance or whatever, or you know, there might be something going on down there that's not specifically like related to like bad health, but it just, there's an odor. I have gone down there and been like, god damn, I'd really prefer this not to smell like this.
And that's such a huge insecurity for people anyway, but like you said, it's just something for a period of time, different people. Yeah, but you know what's weird as well with the woman and the odor thing is that there's all these like odor products, but actually it's really bad for your vagina, and then because it fucks up your pH level, so you're not.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak with any authority on that.
Well, Des doesn't have a vagina.
I don't have a vagina. Just to reiterate that.
And then I do think it comes back to guys with foreskins. The guy who I tasted that was really gross, I guess he probably just wasn't cleaning his foreskin properly. I wasn't until I came over here and I realized that some people don't have a foreskin. I guess it was never anything I ever thought about before. But yeah. I do think that could be a thing as well. Yeah, or maybe he just has a smelly dick.
Well, two things. Number one, in relation to smelly vaginas. My only concern when a woman has a smelly vagina and I've gone down on her is that when I come back up, I get worried that they will be aware of how bad they smell when I come back up and that they'll think, oh shit, I'm fucking stinking down there.
Yeah.
So I get worried that they'll get freaked out even though I don't actually care.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not like going up to kiss them straight away being like, here, take a whiff of this, bitch.
See what I just had to go through.
I was once with, it was a one night stand actually. And she wouldn't let me touch her vagina or go down on her, but we had sex. And from the sex, I was aware that she must be acutely, she must know that there's something going on down there smell wise, because it was fucking stinking.
Jesus.
And you know, I think some women just have that problem, you know?
Well, yeah, and sure, look, and then I feel sorry for her because it's all, I guess, well, I don't know how stinking it was, but I guess if you were caught up in the moment, you probably wouldn't really care, would you? Or was it really, really bad?
Well, I can't speak for how bad it was, but I'm just making an assumption that, like, no touching and no going down, like no going down, I completely understand.
Yeah.
But, like, no touching down there either, but yet wanted to have sex.
Yeah.
Very... very strange.
Yeah, it's very strict on themselves as well. That's really sad.
No,
I feel sorry for her and her smelly vagina. I don't want my... I wonder if there's any guys listening to this who have sex with me and be like, Katie, shut up, you have a smelly vagina. I like my vagina.
But like sometimes it might be smelly.
Of course, and there's lots of factors. There's if you're fucking... some women, if you shave your pubes off, that can make it smellier. Some of them, if you have loads of pubes, it's just if you're fucking figuring out your thing for you. Go to your gyno.
But honestly, there's never been a situation where I've been like, nah, can't deal with it.
And there's never a situation where there's no taste or smell. There has to be some sort of, right? You've never had one where it's just been like water.
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I feel flavorless vagina. Have you never seen the Amy Schumer sketch?
No!
Amy Schumer has a fantastic sketch about this. Mm-hmm. I recommend people YouTube Amy Schumer. It tastes like nothing. And it's a fake commercial for this thing that makes your vagina taste like nothing.
Okay, wow. Okay.
You know? And she's like, oh no, try this thing. It tastes like nothing. And then her friend's like, really? And then she touches herself, puts her fingers in her friend's mouth, and she goes, oh my God, it tastes like nothing.
That's amazing.
So a no flavor vagina is actually the number one flavor.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, well, I definitely have a tiny bit of a flavor, but
everybody has a flavor. But sometimes
I've
when you just
my
got
flavor.
When you've just got out of the especially the shower, it's a nice time.
Oh, true, yeah. But I also feel like I've never had a, like, because I guess skin tastes like skin, so I feel like it has to taste like something, right?
Of course, everything tastes like something. Like people say, like, I don't have an accent. It's like, of course you have a fucking accent. Of course it tastes like, but in comparison to, you know,
yeah,
you're not aware of any particular flavor.
And I don't know because I've never been with vaginas, so you know, and it's not like the girls go touching their vag and be like, look, have a whiff of that. Is that normal? We don't do that. Maybe we should start doing that. Like, and then you're like, oh Jesus, mine doesn't smell like that. You need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine for people to just make their own assumptions about their vagina smells. No, I don't think there's certain amounts of things that you need to discuss with people in certain, unless, you know, you have a concern. I think if you have a concern with the flavor, but I would really recommend going to a doctor, you know, because your friends are not really qualified to say, oh, yeah, that's...
True, true. I'm fine. I like my badge.
Because it could be UTI, it could be thrush,
well,
could be
it.
Something more serious.
Yeah, no, there's so many things. Jesus Christ. God,
you know?
It's hard to be alive.
So in terms of guys and the... in terms of giving a guy a, you know, giving a guy a blowjob and then kissing him afterwards, What, in your own personal experience, what's your immediate thought after you've given him a blowjob, but not coming, just like foreplay?
Oh, no, foreplay, yeah, I always kiss afterwards. I wouldn't even consider to ask them. I'm like, because what I'm doing is hot and sexy, of course. Go kiss afterwards. It's the whole, it's foreplay. It's leading to the sex part. So, yeah, I wouldn't even.
Absolutely.
I
don't even know why people would.
But I don't give blowjobs to completion. I'm not.
You've never given a blowjob to completion?
I have in the past, but not in years because it's just for...
It's on the way to something else.
On the way to something else, yeah. It's never been like where... Even when I've been on my period, it hasn't been like, oh, you can just... We've just had sex, so...
We're definitely saving that topic for another episode, just for the record.
Oh, yeah. But just that... I mean, I've never in my adult life had it where the guy has even wanted me. It's always been like, oh, this is so hot, let's have sex now. It's like they wouldn't want me to blow them to completion.
No, but sometimes you're in a situation where it has to be that. It
hasn't happened to me yet.
You haven't been in a situation where
I've
just
had
like
sex. With my ex-boyfriend, we've had sex in like the woods, in a bathroom, in a basement. It was always.
Yeah, but some women just like some women get off on making a guy come by blowing him.
Okay, yeah, not me.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I personally I think. that it's an unfair comparison to say, if the guy goes down on you, can he kiss you? And then if a woman goes down on you, can you kiss? Because a penis is definitely more external. Like, if a guy doesn't come, you're definitely dealing with less fluid.
True. Exactly. Yeah.
So I mean, I would never have a problem with it. You know, I personally don't like coming in a woman's mouth, but some women are actually into it.
I'm not into it at all. It hits the back of your throat. Ugh. Sorry.
Yeah, you're not.
If I loved them and that's what they wanted, I'd make myself into it. But I've been getting away the past 8 years, kind of, without having to do that.
Yeah, I mean, some women have said it's just more practical. Like, it's just tidier. You know, they'd rather just, like, pop it in their mouth and just then they don't have to deal with all the mess. I'm telling you that the
no, but I mean, like, I still don't even understand that. What, where else? I don't understand. Oh, because the mess of them, like, coming on their belly or something.
Just coming wherever, that they just don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, no, I'm like, you can get a towel or
I'm just saying that's what some, and then someone are just into it.
Yeah,
you know, definitely I've noticed in America there's more, like, whether that's a negative or a positive, in my lifetime of being with American women, they're more inclined to swallow it. Yeah, just so you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just one area where you can't know. You can only know your own experience.
Well, this is it. I haven't had.
You've never came in a guy's mouth with your semen.
I also don't have a penis.
Yeah. Katie doesn't have a penis.
No.
I have like an absolute warning rule, like, because I do not need to come in a woman's mouth. Like, never is my desire to come in their mouth.
That is really important, actually, that you have a warning. Really need to give a heads up, because that's a big fright if they don't give you a warning. I think, how do guys think girls need to give a warning when they're about to come? Because sometimes I don't know when I'm going to come.
No, there's no ejaculation. You're not ejaculating.
Yeah, because, yeah, okay, grand.
No, the only thing that helps with a woman is if she's getting close, it's good to let the guy know, only because, like, if you're, like, on the spot, and it's, you know, sometimes you've been sort of trying to figure out what she likes in various different angles and different things, and then if you're on the spot and you're getting close, it's good to let the guy know that you're close so that he doesn't shift again.
Yeah, that's understandable, yeah.
But not in terms of, like, watch out, there may be some secretion.
A little gloop coming.
No, because he's dying for you. He's dying for you to come.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
You know, the only thing you might need to tell the guy is to fucking stop. You know, if he's not sure that you've... Sometimes women have a reaction that's hard to know that they've just come.
But I like when, if they keep going after I come, because then I'll come really quickly again.
Yeah, some do, some don't.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Keep going as long as you want down there.
Some get uncomfortable. So if you're uncomfortable after you've come, I think you should just say to the guy, hey, I came.
Yeah.
You know? But really it's on you for not being clear enough with your orgasm.
I always knew with head, because I would always figure I'm not going to get it during sex. So I'll be like, I'll just let him go for a little longer down here and I'll enjoy myself for a while.
But so I'll always give a warning. Again, obviously when you're older, you're not really getting the full blowjob. But sometimes women just want you to come, you know? Mm. So I always let them know. I would never, like, accidentally just be like, what? You know, oh, sorry, didn't realize that was coming. Yeah, you know,
that is fright.
But then some women just love it, you know, and they'll just keep going and they'll just take the whole thing, and you're like, all right, you know, you're into it.
Yeah.
And I don't like when they kiss me afterwards. I mean, if it's like something essential that they need to do, I won't be like, ugh.
Oh, you know? So you don't like when they kiss after they've come in, or after you've come in their mouth?
No, I'm not a fan of cum. I mean, like, there's just a little bit more going on with semen than there is with, like, vaginal secretions, in my opinion.
Also, if you come as well, then it's kind of, you need a break. It's not like you're rushing back into the sex, so they can kind of go use a bit of mouthwash, come back.
Point number two, no need to kiss me afterwards because I'm done.
Yeah, like, I'm going to bed.
That's just physiological, though. Yeah. That's just the unfortunate difference between men and women.
Yeah.
They have different desires after after finishing.
Yeah.
You know, but I have had a woman spit it back in my mouth once.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Why
she thought that was a good idea, I have no idea.
No, that's a bit... That's a kind like of I assault. Thought she had that's assault, I would have reported to the guards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a long, long time ago. In fact, it was so long ago that I was still living in Cork, but I was in Dublin visiting because I know that I was staying in my friend's flat in Christchurch. And this is before the Euro now. And this woman whose name I won't say, but I still remember her to this day. I you know, I warned her, but she chose to receive it. And I thought that she had swallowed it, and she thought it was she spit it in my mouth.
Oh my God, I have like a face of horror right now for listeners. Just as well, she must have watched, she probably watched some porn or something and thought, oh God, guys like this. There's no other reason I can think, unless she really hates it. You probably pissed her off at some stage and she was like, I'll get him. I'll blow him and put it in his mouth.
I don't think so. Well, I mean, we didn't know we didn't know each other long enough for there to be any hatred.
And what did you do afterwards? Did you swallow your
that
own
part
cum?
I can't remember. All I remember is being like, that's disgusting.
Did you say it to her?
Oh yeah, I would have had a strong reaction to it. I certainly would not have been into it.
No, you know? No.
You know, because, and also I would never expect a woman to swallow it. So I am not a hypocrite. Like it's never my desire. There's no need to swallow it. So why you would think that there's no need to put it in your mouth. So why you would think that it's okay to then spit it into mine.
But also the practicality of trying to spit something into someone else's mouth, like that's just as well.
I obviously I knew that I'd come in her. I thought she'd swallowed it and she was going to kiss me, which I wasn't. In that situation, I feel like it's not fair to be like, you can't kiss me now.
Yeah.
My personal opinion. However, I wasn't expecting that. So that's pretty disgusting, I guess. I hope that the listener is not too repulsed.
No. I'm sure they all had the scream emoji face the way I did. But no, I think we can all agree that that's... I wonder actually maybe if there's any guys who will message us and let us know that they're into that. I can't imagine any guy being into that. Well,
you just never know.
You never know. Now
you really never know.
These American lads are a bit weird as well.
Yeah, you never know.
They're into some mad old stuff.
You never know. So, yeah. So I had also put out on Instagram, do guys mind? Here's the two questions I asked. Guys, do you let a woman know when she's when something she is doing is not your thing? And the feedback was pretty unanimous. Like, yeah, like that guy had said, if it's a one night stand, no, you know, just be polite. But if you're together, yeah, you know, you would always tell.
I think Irish people as well were very polite. Like I'm only recently getting to be more, but yeah, we just kind of like, you know, we're more likely to probably say it to our friends first. Well, my experience has been say it to my friends first and then say it to my partner. But now I'm more vocal. But I think there is something in us Irish to be very like, you know.
Yeah, a bit shy.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I was with a woman who did not want to discuss anything. Said she just much prefers for it to just happen.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is I think it's unfortunate to a degree because it's like I've had a few people say to me, if a guy's good, he'll just know.
Yeah.
And I just disagree with that statement.
No, I'm the same with you. Actually, a guy wrote to me saying that he feels that there's a lot of pressure, performance pressure on the guy to kind of just know. And sometimes he doesn't really know and he wishes that the woman would communicate. So that I thought that was good feedback as well.
Yeah. So I had also put out on Instagram, do guys mind? Here's the two questions I asked. Guys, do you let a woman know when she's when something she is doing is not your thing? And the feedback was pretty unanimous. Like, yeah, like that guy had said, if it's a one night stand, no, you know, just be polite. But if you're together, yeah, you know, you would always tell.
I think Irish people as well were very polite. Like I'm only recently getting to be more, but yeah, we just kind of like, oh, we, you know, we're more likely to probably say it to our friends first. Well, my experience has been say it to my friends first and then say it to my partner. But now I'm more vocal, but I think there is something in us Irish to be very like, you know.
Yeah, a bit shy.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I was with a woman who did not want to discuss anything, said she just much prefers for it to just happen.
Yeah.
You know, which I think is I think is unfortunate to a degree, because it's like, I've had a few people say to me, if a guy's good, he'll just know.
Yeah.
And I just disagree with that statement.
No, I'm the same with you. Actually, a guy wrote to me saying that he feels that there's a lot of pressure, performance pressure, on the guy to kind of just know. And sometimes he doesn't really know, and he wishes that the woman would communicate. So that, I thought that was good feedback as well. Oh, yeah. So I got like feedbacks of what people would like. Embarrassing stories. My life is a bit of an embarrassment anyway. I think it's quite embarrassing, my lack of sexual knowledge. So I'm sure they're getting a good laugh at that. One said she came over here in a J1 and she wanted to know, why are American lads more forward than Irish lads?
Oh, it's mostly down to sex education and cultural differences.
She said Dutch courage is a huge thing in Ireland, and people really need, she finds any man who's approached her over at home has needed drink to kind of do it. And she didn't find that here. She was actually a bit shocked. She thought they were too forward here, and they're not forward enough back home, was hers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guaranteed difference. American men are more comfortable talking about sex. American people in general are more comfortable talking about sex. Whether they're too pushy, I can't speak for that. But I think a lot of that has to do with sex education. And then obviously, as you've experienced since you've been here, it's a cultural difference. You know, people are more open about sex.
And I don't think we should do an episode on sex education, because I had a very bad experience with sex education in Ireland.
Right, well, we'll talk about that.
Not now?
Well...
It might be a good...
I have to pack.
Yeah, it'll be a good
topic.
The
only reason why is I'm under pressure for time.
And then, can you discuss slut shaming, casual sex, and why guys send dick pics? So
all coming up in future episodes.
This is great.
Actually, I don't know why guys send dick pics. We're gonna have to research that.
We are.
I have. Currently in my new show, I have a bit about guys sending dick pics. So we'll discuss that in the future.
Dicks are not pretty. Get away from me with your dick pics.
Well, unsolicited dick pics.
Well, yeah. I guess if it was different, it's a partner. Dating. More about dating. Why do people cheat? Is it okay to date multiple people?
All coming soon.
No, this is it. Just people really sent what they wanted.
Yeah, good suggestions.
And then an Irish guy said, can you talk about fears and anxiety in sex?
Okay.
And do American women only like Irish lads over here because their accent, and why is there not enough threesomes in Ireland?
Oh, sure.
Maybe because you're not threesome worthy.
Where is he getting the stats? Where is he getting the stats on that?
No one will have a threesome
with you, buddy.
If he's listening to this, sorry. I'm sure you're threesome worthy.
I've had a threesome in Ireland. We can discuss threesomes.
I've never had a threesome. I'm not fully confident what I'm doing with one person. Never mind throwing another person into the loop. I'd be just like, does somebody want a cup of tea? You guys do it. I'll go over here for a minute. I'll come back. No, don't want threesomes. I'm sorry. Come back to me in a few years.
Yeah, not a problem. You're not into them. Some people are into them.
But I've also never done it, so I don't know. But I really don't think so. Maybe. If it was two guys. I think I'd prefer two guys than one girl, than two girls.
Yeah, I mean... Everybody, that's another broad thing I found people talk about. I think you'll find most guys are into it. You'll find it pretty unanimous.
Really?
Find it pretty unanimous. I think you'll find it pretty unanimous that a guy would love it to happen. Women-wise, I think some women are really into it. I think some women, well, sorry, I don't want to speak for women, but I don't know, perhaps you've had these conversations or not.
Yeah.
But my experience of the conversations has been, some women are into it, like they go through a phase. Some have like a curiosity, a scratch that needs to be itched. Some, like you, think they possibly like more two guys. Some are the opposite. They just think, oh, I would not be into two guys, but maybe with a woman. A lot of people say that it has to be like a stranger.
Yeah.
A lot of people say like it has to be somebody that, you know, we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and then again, that depends if it's like you're married and you just want to try that out. So then you have to get, you know, if you're like getting somebody in or just a scenario where you're just two women. Like I guess some women are just into it, you know,
it's
like a thing.
All of my friends now, American and Irish, and I've had a few of them who have tried threesomes, have actually been with friends, not with strangers. So it's interesting that you say that, because I had a few American friends here who recently tried it, and they did it with their best girlfriends. And a guy that either one of them was seeing or not, they brought in the best friend. And the same back home, I heard of recently two of my friends, and they're both really close, and they
gave it a whirl.
Yeah, with two guys. There was four. It was actually a foursome.
Oh, yeah.
So that was, and it kind of was like they felt safer with each other, and they knew. So, yeah, that, it's interesting that you said that.
Well, this is just things that women say. I'm not saying that's what they do in practice.
It would have to, if I'm ever going to, and I won't, because I know myself kind of what I like, but I just, it wouldn't be for me. But if I were to, I think it would have to be like a friend that I feel comfortable with and safe. And
but the concern is, when the women say that, the concern is that it'll be awkward with the friend after the fact. That's the concern.
Yeah, then that's a very good.
But that's not in practice, though. That's just like the thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I have to say, all the threesomes that I've had, the women have known each other.
Yeah.
But I've never had a threesome in a relationship. Like, I've never been with somebody who wanted to add somebody to the mix.
Well, do you ever go on Tinder here and then there'll be a couple and they'll be like, yeah, we want to add someone to the...
I've never seen that.
I see that. I don't do Tinder now, but I saw it a lot.
Because I think the majority of that is a couple looking for a woman.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, because I guess I'm seeing it. That's true. Oh, yeah, because...
I think. Yeah. Well, in that... I've never seen that, so I'm assuming. Have you seen that quite a bit?
I saw it a lot when I was Tindering.
Yeah, so I think that may be that.
It'd be really disappointing because I'd see this really good looking lad and I'm like, oh, and then I flick and I'd be like, who's she? And then I flick again and be like, oh, they're very coupley. And then I'd read the bio and I'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake.
No interest?
No, not for me. I mean, like again, who knows for the future? Because if you had asked me a few years ago about masturbating, I would have been like, no. So I hate to say... No, but currently, no.
Yeah. So the reason why there's not enough threesomes in Ireland, buddy, is on you. You got it.
He's definitely going to watch this as well.
What's that?
I'd say this person's definitely, because this is a friend of mine who messaged that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he messaged on my Instagram story.
That's not fair. Well, he was just joking around anyway.
No, and then I was like, see, anything else? And he said, no, there's no
threesomes. First of all, can I just put it out there? That like threesomes are not that regular, you know. It's a very specific thing and everyone has to be super comfortable, you know. Yeah. So like the fact that, you know, you haven't, I think the most people in the world will not encounter the opportunity.
Yeah. No.
So
I've never, other than Tinder, I've never had someone come up to me or a couple come up or, yeah, no, it's never, the opportunity has never come up. Yeah, you're right, actually. That's a really good point to make. I've never been out at a bar and a guy hit me up, be chatting on me up and then be like, so my girlfriend's coming in 10 minutes. It's never been...
Well, can I just say for the record, I've never suggested one. Like it's always, the suggestion has always come from the women.
Okay. That's interesting as well.
You know? And, or it's kind of just sort of like half, I've had a few like aborted threesomes. Again, nothing that I've pushed myself, but just somebody has, somebody has just decided, like, no, not for me.
Yeah.
But I've never had an aborted threesome where one of them didn't stay.
Well, so it's still, that's good. You just ended up having a twosome.
Yeah. You know, it's fucking just like a sort of a rock, paper, scissors. Like, who's staying? I'm only kidding.
And they make Des leave.
Yeah. Well, that would be absolutely fine. You know, that would be absolutely fine. So anyway, we better go.
50 minutes, yeah.
Plus, I have to pee.
So do I, actually.
Which is how I end a lot of podcasts. Well, go ahead, you pee first.
Oh, you're such a gent.
Such a gent. Thanks, everyone, for listening to The Shift. Katie Boyle, comic, back in New York. Also totally grateful. Again, thanks for all the feedback. Keep subscribing. Keep spreading the word. 5-star reviews on iTunes. Tell everybody. We're trying to get it up on Spotify. That's a little bit out of our hands. Add me on Instagram at Des Bishop. Katie Boyle Comic on Instagram. Facebook.com/Des Bishop. Twitter at Des Bishop. And also my Snapchat is Des Buffer, which I guess is a fine place to give feedback. Please respond to anything that came up in the episode that you want us to talk about. We put out some potential topics for the future. So anything you want to add to that, please do. We'll be back next week for episode 6. Wednesday will be our episode day. I mean, it is hump day, which is kind of a cheesy reason, but I had to pick a day, so I picked hump day. Thought it was a good day for a sex podcast. So, thank you. Spread the word. Chat soon.
Who doesn't like going for the shit?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.